Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four presidents and 7,267 days later, the Biden administration has done the unthinkable. They have left Americans behind in a war zone. The last American troops departed the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters in brand new American uniforms, brand new automatic weapons, driving brand new equipment took over the airport. As we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, President George W. Bush will be making a special appearance. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. He will also host a 9/11 documentary screening with his wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the Bush Center in Dallas.
USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Stronger than Hurricane Katrina, Ida banged up Louisiana pretty bad. Dan Araki has more.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the great towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The U.S. Embassy announced on its website that it has shut down operations on Tuesday. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced a new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan. They say they will continue to assist U.S. citizens and families still in Afghanistan from outside the country. Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do, get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces all over the world. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
You know, it started with saving one commando. A bunch of Green Berets and SEALs and Marines off just said, you know what, we're not going to get angry, we're going to get to work. And so we just focused on honoring the promise that our government didn't. We put together, we used our cell phones, our relationships, and relationships inside the airport. And in 3 days, we managed to sneak in about 700 Afghans through holes in the fence, sewage canals, and now we're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him in the States soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We knew it wasn't going to be easy, and maybe that's why we do it, because we know it's hard. And also, at the end of the day, it's worth it, isn't it? To have a free America, an America that's on track, that works for everybody, that is the vision, I believe, that we're all desiring. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about this timely new documentary, Corporate Welfare. Where's the outrage? Well, maybe it might raise up in a way that has been long intended, and something that we've needed to do. When you hear what is going on, it's inspired by the book Welfare for the Rich, How Your Tax Dollars End Up in Millionaires' Pockets and What You Can Do About It. Joanne Norberg is going to be joining us. He's the host documentarian, senior Cato Fellow. He takes a hard look at the impact of tax exemptions, subsidies, regulations, and bailouts, which leads us to the inevitable. And the inevitable question, is this system a blessing or a curse on the businesses and local government? Johan Norberg, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, break it down for us, this new documentary, Corporate Welfare, Where's the Outrage? I gave a general summary, but, you know, let's talk about it. It seems like this is something, you know, as you as you're hosting this documentary, that probably with each subject as you unfold, probably I could sense, as I know that this will do with our audience, is this kind of raises the ire with each chapter, doesn't it?
I think it does, and that's actually what happened during the production of this documentary. When you travel around the country and you see how often the federal government or local government, state, city, gives handouts to big businesses who really don't need it, you are outraged, because it's really a way of taking from poor consumers and taxpayers and giving to big businesses. And when people learn about how this functions through tax breaks, subsidies, regulations, tariffs, they are outraged.
Now, this documentary has already been airing on public TV, right?
It started airing on public television just 2 days ago, and it will be airing over the next few weeks, and check local listings for when it'll air in your area. But it's also available online on the PBS app and YouTube, Venmo, and so on.
Yeah, exactly. So this is something worth checking out. I mean, here it is. We have a government that continues to spend money. I mean, they're looking at some very serious infrastructure, alleged infrastructure bills that are being thrown before us, that are just going to put us at a whole nother level once again when it comes to a deficit and a I believe, a true debt crisis here in this country. And then when we look and understand what's going on with this corporate welfare, and you ask, where's the outrage? Well, the people don't know to be outraged because they don't know about this stuff, do they?
That's quite right, because it often sounds nice. It's often well-intentioned by lots of people. It sounds like we're spending on infrastructure, we're helping small farmers, we're helping businesses to invest. But what really happens behind the scenes is that you are promoting and helping specific companies, specific trade unions. You are, and when you are subsidizing one particular company, you're actually hurting the competition. You're hurting the other company. When you give a tax break to one particular IKEA furniture store in one place, for example, it means that the other local furniture stores, they pay more taxes to fund their competition, basically. And this goes on in all different sectors. And that's why people knew about it. They'd be more outraged.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as you were doing this documentary and this corporate welfare, what seems to be consistent is this is kind of like a payoff for political partisans. Is that what you discovered as well?
Yes, that's often the case. You know, large campaign contributions might not really influence elections, according to the research, but they do definitely influence the politicians, so that they become more helpful and pay off the special interests who fund them the most. And some of these businesses who live most extensively on corporate welfare, like sugar subsidies, for example, they hedge their bets. So they fund both political parties. We have examples of these guys sort of hosting fundraising events for both Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton in 2016, just to make sure that they would get their subsidies no matter who won out.
Yeah, I mean, this really is so obvious. And I'm sure as you're pointing this out and as people will see in this one-hour documentary, you're going to go, how did we miss this? Of course, we've kind of known this, but it just kind of happens in the background. The mainstream media, our legacy media, is not reporting on it. And so we're grateful for organizations like yours that bring the truth. And, okay, so now what are we going to do about it? But before we get into the answer of that question, let's talk. You mentioned IKEA. Explain to our audience what happened with IKEA and how they were able to get such a big, a big bonus here.
Yeah, well, IKEA did. We look at one example where they established a new large store in Memphis, Tennessee, and they did what big companies often do. They staged some sort of woman's beauty contest and asked the city or the state, so what are you going to give us if we establish this store, this company, and hire this many people? And when they told the city council there that, look, we're going to create 175 new jobs and we'll earn something from this as well, they got almost $10 million in tax exemptions. Mm-hmm. And the problem then, of course, is that other local furniture stores, 50 of them, and we need some of them, the Great American mm-hmm. Home Store and other shops like that, they don't get this tax break. And in that case, they have to pay higher taxes to fund IKEA. But, I mean, it's not IKEA's fault. I'm from Sweden myself. I love IKEA. Yeah. They're only doing what's good for them and their shareholders. But the problem is the system, the fact that we are giving away taxpayer money to businesses like this rather than having them fight it out on an open, level playing field.
Yeah, it just seems so unfair on so many levels. But again, if people don't know this, but small businesses certainly in Memphis knew this. They saw this coming about and going, wait a minute, this isn't fair. We've been there with you from day one. We've been paying our taxes, you know, supporting the community. And now because IKEA comes in, you want to give them all kinds of incentives at our expense, basically. To me, just on its face, that's a violation of the whole free market system, isn't it?
It is, and it's not a free market. This is more like socialism for the rich and politically connected.
Connected, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Johan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, the thing you can always count on in business is that people do that which they get rewarded for. A couple of years ago, we heard a lot about quid pro quo, right?
And, you know, this is the way our government works. And it's interesting how that rolled so freely off their tongues, because they're so experienced with quid pro quo, especially those that were accusing others of such strategy. And they've been able to utilize quite effectively. And there's a new documentary out called Corporate Welfare, Where's the Outrage?, inspired by the book Welfare for the Rich, how your tax dollars end up in millionaires' pockets. And I know it's aggravating for the forgotten man and woman, the hardworking, tax-paying American citizen who loyally pays their taxes for the most part, and you have government bureaucrats who mess up the system, like as if they got a better idea. You know, the free market system, when it's left to its own devices, in a sense, work very effectively for all concerned. But, you know, politicians being who they are, they just can't help themselves. They've got to get their fingers involved into everything because the, you know, there's a quid pro quo situation. Like Nancy Pelosi said, even as a child in her father's office when he was mayor, you know, she'd get on the phone and everybody thought it would be so cute. And she goes, you know, well, what's in it for us? You know, if my dad does this for you, you know, what's in it for? I mean, this is this mentality. And it's not supposed to be that way in government, but the fact of the matter it is, and what happens, it causes a lot of waste, and good businesses, which have been the backbone of this country, end up suffering and paying the taxes for the quid pro quo that's taken place, and somehow it's just okay. But Johan Norberg is with us. He is the host documentarian and the senior Cato Fellow, who is talking to us from Sweden, so there's a little bit of delay. And Johan, I really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this documentary, which is now available. It's being streamed online. It was, I think it aired last week on PBS, and I think PBS may be repeating it from time to time. You can check your local schedule. But where can they go, Johan, to find out how to stream it?
Yeah, if they don't find it on public television, it's also streaming on the PBS app, on YouTube, Amazon, Venmo, Roku, and also Free2Choose Network's own site, the production company that produced it, Free2Choose Network.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this documentary, you talk about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You learn that in one community, what they did to redirect money for tax exemption packages for large oil companies. Tell our audience about that.
Yes, that's right. It's interesting because this is a desperately poor place, but at the same time, it's got incredibly wealthy companies investing in there. So the question is, what happens to those resources? Well, they have something that they call an ITEP, tax exemptions for very large companies. So they get a particular exemption from property taxes. And this means that lots of money that could be used for public services and to reduce taxes in other places are being used to just give handouts to these often large petrochemical companies in there. And it seems like people didn't really know about these things until they got local community organizations organizing, talking to people, creating transparency, looking under the hood. And then people were outraged and started to become active against these exceptions.
And so the truth comes out and it becomes quite obvious. For example, in Chicago, you see the impact of a $6 billion, that's billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen, as in boy, as in Bill, the $6 billion Lincoln Yards project on longtime small business owners as the city uses TIF funds, which is, I love the fancy term for it, tax increment financing. You know, don't you love the bureaucrats? They come up with this wordsmithing in such a way that, you know, kind of makes the unethical ethical, I guess, or just kind of hides it.
This is really a way of hiding what's going on. But what it really means is that they go into certain areas and they take tax money from there, divert it to what's called economic development, but which is really a fund used at the sole discretion of the mayor of Chicago, who can now suddenly decide who is, should be doing the development. Often politically connected companies then get these money from out of this slush fund, and they start with a particular development in a certain place, often very high-end for very wealthy customers.
What about farmer subsidies? We touched on that a moment ago. Let's unwrap that a little bit more. What's going on in terms of, you know, because we hear about it from, you know, time to time. I happen to be in Hawaii right now, so you and I are, you know, we're thousands of miles apart here right now. And farm subsidies here in Hawaii run quite rampant. Tell our audience about this.
Yes, and no matter whether you're in Hawaii or in Sweden, it is the same thing. Lots of tax dollars going to agriculture. And once upon a time, this was supposed to help out the small farmer. But as so often in the political process, those who are biggest and most important, most politically connected, they get more power through this whole thing. In the U.S., around $100 billion are being spent on agricultural subsidies. And around 70% of those subsidies go to the biggest 10% of agribusinesses, not the small farmers, not the ones you see producing meat, fruits, and vegetables, but agribusinesses creating these enormous monocultures of corn, soybean, wheat, cotton, and so on. It's not the diversified, independent family farm that people always talk about when they when they love the family farm. It's the biggest ones getting the most of your money.
Haven't they, in a sense, created farming monopolies?
That's quite true, because when they get this, and it's often dependent on just quantity and land area that they've got, so the more you have, the more you get, and the more you can buy from the others. And what they're also doing, the biggest agribusinesses, is that they then divert some of that money into lobbying even more for their subsidies and for more regulations to streamline monofarm practices, which makes it more difficult for the small independent family farms to function. We look at one example of this in Indiana, a small family farm who processes their own chickens on the farm, and they traditionally have always had an exemption because it's a very safe procedure over there. But the moment that the Indiana state legislature learned about this, the big agribusinesses, they wanted to destroy it. They wanted to ban the whole practice because they would benefit not just the sort of the big poultry farmers, but even the Indiana Pork Producers Association. The Indiana Beef and Cattle Association got involved to destroy the competition. And luckily, they didn't try it because the consumers and the local media got hang of it. They learned about it. They talked about it and forced the politicians to retreat. But it was a close one.
Well, this one-hour documentary, Corporate Welfare, Where's the Outrage, is available for streaming online. It's hosted by Free2Choose Media Executive Editor and Cato Senior Fellow Johan Norberg, who we've been talking with. The provocative documentary examines America's system of farm subsidies, tax increment financing, big oil subsidies, government policies, tax breaks for big business, and offers a perspective, this is really fascinating, of the 2008 financial crash from the viewpoint of a banker caught in the middle. You've got to check this out. You can check it out through the PBS app that is available to you. And as I said, it is streaming right now. Johan, thank you so much for the information. Congratulations on the documentary. You have outraged all of us now. Thank you for the emotion, okay?
I'm glad. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four presidents and 7,267 days later, the Biden administration has done the unthinkable. They have left Americans behind in a war zone. The last American troops departed the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters in brand new American uniforms, brand new automatic weapons, driving brand new equipment took over the airport. As we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, President George W. Bush will be making a special appearance. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. He will also host a 9/11 documentary screening with his wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the Bush Center in Dallas.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Andy Lazarus is going to be with us. He's a board-certified physician with over 25 years of experience who's been on the front lines treating his patients with COVID-19. He's co-author, Dr. Eric Rifkin, Ph.D., an environmental scientist with over 35 years of experience. Believe that, it's all about miscommunications about COVID that has led to confusion, vaccine hesitancy, and a mistrust of what should be trusted sources. And they're on a mission to improve health communications. Dr. Lazarus, welcome to the show. I love your objective and mission. Boy, I'll tell you, if we ever needed a vaccine of truth, it is now.
Well, it's great being here, and absolutely. It's this has been a pandemic of miscommunication from day one, and I think that's caused a lot of problems, not only in knowing your own personal risk, but also in how we're handling this. It's been kind of a horrific experience from top to bottom.
Well, it's like a perfect storm here. I mean, we had a culture that was ripe for narrative and anonymous reporting and fear-mongering, and now all of a sudden it's like they got themselves a hold of something, as one Democratic operative said, not to let any good crisis go to waste. And they've had a tiger by the tail ever since. I don't know that they even realized by misrepresenting and confusing people so badly over this virus that it's kind of created its own pernicious personality, hasn't it?
It's created a culture that's, from my perspective, very difficult to squelch at this point. It's kind of taken on a life of its own. If God forbid you dare question the use of a mask, you're called anti-science, you want to kill people. I've heard people on CNN call people like Scott Atlas mass murderers.
Yes.
Because they had a discussion. And it's really a matter of, you know, science is a matter of, first of all, in our book, Understanding COVID Risks, our subtitle is an image is worth more than 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. And the reason we say that is we use a theater and a stadium to put all the data we know into a context that people can understand. It's very simple. We use data that's available from the CDC and other reliable sources. And if we don't have the data, we have a big fat theater with a question mark.
Yes.
And what the media has never done is acknowledge what they don't know. And by doing that, they've created these myths that have taken on their own life. And frankly, from my position as a doctor in long-term care, where about 200,000 people have died, it has been a horrible experience because we're told to mask and quarantine, and none of it works, and we see that it doesn't work. And yet we're taking these old, frail people and just throwing them in rooms, taking away their lives. And from our cure and from the disease, this myth has led to so many deaths. And I think that's all from communication problems.
Well, and some of it is also, you know, policy. Come on. I mean, you know, the way the health professionals have handled this, you know, Dr. Fauci and others, like you said, you know, throwing people who are already vulnerable in senior facilities, you know, like Governor Cuomo. I mean, you know, 15,000 people die because of his policy here. And we're not smart enough, or, you know, the media is not smart enough to call it into account to say, look at, you know, 15,000 seniors died. Is that just, you know, the cost of doing business? You know, no big whoop here? Or was there something to gain? Do we just waste their lives and not generate any kind of intelligence from this, and are all the better because of their deaths?
And Governor Cuomo was approached by a group of geriatric physicians and told not to do this, and he chose not to listen to them because he knew better. And he's one of many people. Dr. Fauci has been wrong about 95% of the time. But what bothers me most about Dr. Fauci is he has no concern at all about showing data. He just says things, and people like Jake Tapper on CNN will just say, well, that is fact if it comes out of his mouth. But even more significantly, you have never once heard Dr. Fauci talk about the negative ramifications of what he's doing. The idea of keeping kids out of school, the idea of imprisoning older people. I've lost so many patients this year to this quarantine. It has been a tear-jerking, horrible experience. Okay. I've had nurses recently tell me that they've never in their lives been able to had to sit back, listen to the health department, tell them everything to do while they're watching their patients die and they're helpless to help their patients. And that's because of this communication that, you know, masks are the answer, quarantines are the answer. This is a disease that affects everybody, which is truly not the case. And the more the governmental agencies talk like this, the less people are going to trust them. And,
well,
and frankly,
yeah,
they shouldn't trust them.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, we learned a lot with Obamacare, right? I mean, let's take out the direct route between the patient and the doctor, and let's bring in the federal bureaucracy. Well, how has that worked for you? I mean, if it was so popular and so great, you would see it in the numbers of people participating in it. I mean, they participate in it because, you know, right now it's about price and also the way they set it up in such a way that, okay, we'll move them into Medicare and jury-rig the numbers and make it seem like we're doing so much better than we actually were. And my question from day one was, originally, if you remember the argument, it was, you know, this donut hole of people, this uncovered people that we needed to, you know, cover. And it was about 30 million people. And I said, okay, so what happened with those 30 million people? They don't know. I mean, a lot of good all that expense did, right?
Well, yeah, and you see this in COVID. It's the same thing. There's number manipulation going on. Well, you know, Eric Rifkin and I have used the idea of this theater.
Yes, and I want you to go ahead and do that. This is really good. We've done this, you know, we used to do this in radio. In radio marketing, we would use, a professional, you know, event where you got 50, 80,000 people attending. And I like what you guys did here, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a theater, everyone understands, right? You can look at 1,000 seats or 100,000 seats in a stadium and understand, you know, what that means, rather than people just throwing manipulated statistics at you. And believe me, as someone who's written many books on healthcare, it is easy for people to manipulate statistics. That's a game they play all the time. So we've done it in healthcare in general, and we've looked at multiple health endpoints and put them in a theater, and what your doctor tells you is absolutely necessary and life-saving, you find helps 1 out of 1,000 people and hurts 4 out of 1,000 people. Hmm. And the advantage of using the theater method is, again, like I said, it shows you what you know and what you don't know. If it doesn't fit in a theater, then you don't know it. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And secondly, it allows you to look at both the risks and benefits of what you're doing. Look, in COVID, we did not at all look at the risk of shutting down the world. Look what we're doing to kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a horrific thing. There, about 300 so kids have died of COVID. I walked by a sign recently in a small county in Maryland, which is pretty well off, and it said so far this year, 1,000 kids have died from drug overdose.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're putting a magnifying glass on one illness, and we're expanding numbers to the point where people are scared. We're putting fear into the air. But if you put it in the theater, all of a sudden, you're seeing what we're dealing with. And we also use the theaters to compare it to other things that we commonly accept. For instance, 4,000 kids die a year of car accidents. You know, we accept that. We don't say kids aren't allowed to go in cars anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been, we've taken this out of the context of where it needs to go. And I think in our book, we've tried to put it back in and show it in a way. We don't have a political agenda. We don't have any agenda. We're just using science. And,
exactly.
And science has been lost. There's been no science in COVID. It's been the greatest massacre of science I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's been overtaken by the body, you know, by politics, you know, the political
it
industry.
It has.
And sadly, I mean, this is where we are. And people need to see and be aware, because going forward, if we're really going to, you know, gain any experience of value here, then we need to understand the pernicious players and that there was a different agenda. It wasn't about healing the people or overcoming COVID. Maybe initially it was, but then it became a political football, is the way I see it.
And you'd think if people were serious about science, if you look just at the nursing home arena, mm-hmm. when the first wave came through, everyone was wearing a mask because it was mandated. People would have looked at that and said, okay, we should do a study right now while things are quiet and see if maybe daily testing, which is what I've been advocating for a long time, maybe testing every person who walks into that institution and every person who lives there will allow to open the quarantine and keep people safe. Let's at least test it out. But
exactly.
All it was no, do a mask. No, a third wave comes. Do
right.
a mask. It was
all directed.
We've got
to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get ready. We've got some more note-taking to adhere to with Dr. Andy Lazarus, who joins us. He and his partner, Dr. Eric Rifkin, Ph.D., an environmental scientist with over 35 years of experience, are really blessing us with this incredible book, Understanding COVID-19 Risk, An Image Worth More Than 1,000 Words. And we're going to talk more about that. But before we do, Andy, I want to pick up where we left off, and that is talking about masks. I mean, first, it didn't matter. Dr. Fauci said we wear a mask. Then there was also, clearer understanding of how much the mask could stop in terms of this virus. The particles are so small, the mask was, was wide open to the virus. So it was kind of silly to wear. But, you know, it put us all through the drill, and we get to look at our fellow citizens, and if they weren't wearing a mask, then you could kind of give them the eye, or if they were wearing the mask incorrectly. And it's just ridiculous, and you wonder, after everything is said and done, did it work? And then, of course, now the next phase is, everybody had to get vaccinated. So, but now we've got people who have got vaccinated, they've had complications in their life, and they're still getting the virus. And it's all because of the Delta variant. It's the Delta variant fault, is what they want us to believe. And I guess we're going to go through the entire alphabet until we get through two more voting elections that will allow them to have their way with the election process. I know it sounds a bit cynical, but that just seems to be their end game right now. And I say their end game, I'm talking about the powers to be in our government.
In the Greek alphabet, because we're going to go through the whole Greek alphabet. But you do have to understand that, flu, every virus has variants. We just don't call them variants because we're not trying to scare people to death. They're called strains and other things. You know, flu has hundreds of strains every year that hit us.
Right.
And we don't put that on CNN. But every little thing here goes on CNN. The Delta variant, which everyone's so scared of, if you are vaccinated, your chance of dying from it is 1 out of 600,000. So we would have 6 stadiums, and one person in those 6 stadiums would die, which is about your chance of dying of a lightning strike this year. It's about similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they still want you to wear masks.
What about people that have already had the virus? I mean, we're hearing both things, that immunity or T cell immunity is stronger than actually being vaccinated, and that is just out there. I mean, you hear one doctor say, the other say just the opposite, just to go along here with the, with the scare narrative.
You know, again, if we want to look at science and if we want to plug things into theaters, if you look at people who have had other coronaviruses in the past, including SARS, 18 years ago, and also some really cold-like coronaviruses that a lot of kids get, they have a lot of immunity to COVID. People who have had COVID have tremendous immunity to COVID, and that's natural immunity. It's really the best kind of immunity you can get. And yes, and it's a T-cell immunity, and T-cells last a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's, the chances are that people are going to stay immune for a very long time. Of course, the media is going to pick out every little case of an exception, and that's easy to do with any disease, any condition. So you're right. It has become completely politicized and magnified. But if we just look at the facts and we compare it to other viruses and other conditions that we accept, Delta is nothing. If Delta had hit on its own, we would not be that concerned about it. It maybe if it didn't hit an election cycle, maybe if it didn't hit when all this hype was going on, it would just pass by. Look, 3 years ago in 2017, a flu virus hit that killed almost as many people worldwide as COVID, killed anywhere between 60 and 80,000 people in this country and killed 3,000 kids, 10 times the number that COVID. Do you remember hearing about that? Do you remember hearing about masks and vaccines and closing down schools? Nothing, right? Didn't show up. Mm-hmm. But these things happen periodically, but it has never reached this kind of fever pitch because we have moved beyond science here. We have moved into dogma, and what we, Eric and I are trying to do is bring it back to science. Bring it back.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. These are the numbers.
Well, the CDC about a month ago put out a headline, and they squashed it about as fast as it came out, and that is the actual number of people that had died of COVID only, not comorbidities, but COVID only, they determined to be less than 5%. Well, less than 5% is about half the number of people who die annually from the flu, to your point. But, again, that fact got buried. Facebook, let it go out there for, I think, a couple of days, and then after that they squashed it. The engineers of media today, big tech, the big tech industrial complex, wasn't about to let that go because that wasn't fitting of the narrative, the necessary political narrative. But if you let's go back and let's do this benefit risk characterization theater, the BRCT that you write about in your book, and if we had 1,000 theater, what in terms of people who, like these kids who have already been exposed, others, subsequently that have been exposed to this virus, what does that theater look like in terms of, natural immunity? Do we have an idea?
Yeah, the people who have been exposed to this virus, pretty much all the seats are filled up with people who have natural immunity. And what that tells us is it would take approximately 6 stadiums of people before someone has serious complications from COVID or any of its variants, even when the Omega comes. If you put it in the theater in terms of the benefit of either immunization or getting COVID, it's the benefit's real. I mean, we are protecting ourselves. If you look at the risk part of it, the risk is not real anymore. There are people dying, mostly unimmunized, but again, hospitals fill up on a normal day. So we're looking at hospitals filling up as though this is an aberrant situation. My local hospital fills up 10 times a year. We have to send people to other hospitals. Mm-hmm. So anytime it happens now, it's on the news. The risk of dying of COVID now is extremely low. It's far lower than many other risks we're facing every day that we're walking around. One historian from Harvard suggested that the risk of choking to death right now is higher than the risk of an immunized person dying of COVID, and suggested that since Harvard is requiring all students to be immunized and to wear masks, maybe they should be required to take choking classes as well, since there's more bang for the buck in doing that and pureeing all the food for all the Harvard students. But we can take this to umpteenth level, and the top-down approach to this is not scientifically motivated. I think, to your point, if people saw the theaters or saw what you just said, which was, you know, how few people are dying just of COVID, and that's been my experience as a doctor, people would turn on all these heroes that they've created. And that's a real problem for the CDC, which is already in big trouble, and for people like Fauci, who has been lying and deceiving people from day one of this, like you suggest, you know, changing his mind constantly. They'd be in big trouble, I think, and they're going to hold to this narrative, and they got a captive audience for reasons I don't understand. And that's, again, in our book, we're trying to decaptivate the audience and and give them some reason to see facts again. But that's
exactly
really important.
So important. Well, because this thing's been so emotionalized to such a degree that, you know, Dr. Fauci and other, you know, political scientists have risen to the level of godlike status. And, you know, Fauci's been taking some recent hits, and there's things that we've known about from day one, you know, back to the old political axiom, is you follow the money and you see where the money leads to and how often it goes through Fauci's office, this whole ordeal and this idea of gain of function. I mean, no doubt Dr. Fauci is, he's been a promoter of gain of function from day one. And this is why he went around the president who told him, and I'm not talking about Trump, I'm talking about Barack Obama, who told him not to invest in the Wuhan laboratory, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And they knew it was risky. His staff came back, I think, after about 18 months, it was reported, and said, these guys are cowboys. I mean, they're really not very good at containing these viruses. There's going to be a problem. We're getting out of there. And they left. And then here we are, what, another 12, 14 months later, an outbreak happens. And Fauci wants to, you know, promote this narrative that it came out of, you know, a wet market. I mean, all
bats, right?
Yeah, exactly. Bats. And it's just like, and this all kind of, it all diverted, you know, took our eyes off the ball and helped to emotionalize this whole thing. And at some point, we've got to get to reality here. And your book goes a long way in helping us, you know, bring some balance, because this is something that, you know, our listeners are not going to get from the mainstream news. They're not going to get it from social, the social media and big tech outlets, because they're all in to this scare tactic and narrative. They like having the people where they are right now. But even Bill Maher, surprisingly, the other night admitted that this this woke culture is doing a lot of damage. So when you have, you know, a liberal spokesperson, you know, admitting that wokeness is killing people, then, you know, maybe we're starting to make a turn here. And I got to believe, Andy, that your book that you and Eric have put together here is going to go a long way, because it helps bring us back to the truth, you know. And that's like with anything. Whenever we're off kilter, we've got to get back to standard, don't we? We've got to get back to basic principles, and we've lost those.
And we do think we need a standardized way to show data, because it's so easy to manipulate data that we've come up with this way that it's simple and it's accurate and there's no messing with it. And everyone can understand it. And yeah, they don't want to do that because it would really destroy their narrative. But we're pushing on. We're going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
We have a website too, which is, straighthealthchat.com, and we keep a blog, and we have other information about healthcare, because this is not unique. Look, no. As a doctor, when this thing hit us, I wasn't surprised how the health industry reacted, because this is who they are.
Right.
They use a lot
sadly
of statistics to do this.
Well, and speaking of statistics, this is what drives me nuts as well, is when they just give you percentages. I mean, what a way to hide a headline or to create a headline. Let's just use percentages, right? We got to leave it there.
Yes.
Dr. Lazarus, look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation. Take care. Be well, my friend.
I would love it. Thank you. Take care.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.